WITFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Father, I stretch my hand to thee. Lord, from me, oh, Father, shall I go up? Yeah. Job was designed originally to explain the problem of evil, to explain the problem of sin, or at least to consider it.
Yeah.
For the problem of sin and the problem of evil have not been fully explained throughout life.
All right.
Life is still full of unanswered questions.
Yeah.
Why do the just meet with misfortune?
All right.
Why do evil fall upon the righteous and the good?
Amen.
Why do little children die before they have tasted life really? These, along with many other questions, are perplexing and have been perplexing throughout time.
Amen. Amen.
And it will take only God to give us the satisfactory ultimate answer.
Amen.
No wonder the Christians, in anticipation and in contemplation of this, sang years ago, "We'll understand it better by and by."
Yeah. Amen.
By and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God shall have gathered home, we'll understand it better by and by.
Amen.
There are a lot of things that we'll have to wait until that ultimate day to understand.
Yeah.
But consider this Job story, for example. The story starts and opens this dramatic story. Open with the sons of God going up before God to worship.
Yeah.
And to pay adoration to God. But among them was Satan himself.
Yeah.
And thank God that even though Satan may be among the just,
yeah,
his presence never go unobserved by God.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's another thing about this. It seems that there is no society of people where Satan is completely absent.
All right.
We like to say that Satan go to the choir rehearsal sometimes.
Yeah. Amen.
Satan,
amen,
meet with the deacons and trustees,
yeah,
sometimes.
Amen.
Satan meet in the usher board meeting.
Yeah.
Satan meet in all of the gatherings, even of the righteous and of the godly.
Yeah.
But God always observes his presence. Hence the question, from whence cometh thou, Satan? And Satan said, well, just from to and fro, up and down through the earth. Satan did not suggest that he had been visiting any particular community, but he had visited with satanic influence and satanic effect on all of the communities. There are those who would like to make us feel that Satan is in just certain communities. Some folk want to make us think that Satan is only in Paradise Valley, or that Satan is only on Hastings Street. But we have found that Satan is in any community. Satan is on all of the boulevards. Satan is in all the fashionable communities. Wherever men live, Satan is there. Wherever men reside, they have to guard against and watch out for evil influences. But Satan is there. Listen, if you please. The Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? Satan said, in effect, yes, I know Job. Just as I know all of the rest of the folk, I know Job.
Amen.
Have you considered that he said, the Lord, that he feared God and shunned evil? Satan implied that the only reason why that Job feared God and shunned evil was that God was bribing Job. But Satan said, you have a hedge of blessing around you. You have surrounded him with security. And anybody would fear you and serve you if you did that much for him. That was the implication of Satan. But the Lord knew that Satan was a father of liars. And that Satan was conniving to discredit the godliness and the righteousness of Job. By saying that he was only good because he thought that the good fortunes of life that had been extended to him came from God. And had it not been for all of God's blessings, Job would not be what he was.
Amen.
Well, the Lord said, well, now if you feel that way, try Job. Go and visit with him. In fact, I will move every hedge from around him and give you the opportunity to test him. I have only one restriction. Don't bother his soul. For you see, Satan cannot violate the soul, because the soul is a little part of God.
Amen.
So Satan went out from the presence of God to test and try Job. First of all, he smote Job and caused souls and boys to break out from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. And in misery and in torment, Job reveled with pain and agony. But Job held on to his faith and to his confidence in God. I don't believe you all know what I'm talking about tonight. He was shaken by this attack, but he was not shaken loose from God. When Satan returned, the Lord said, well, now, what is your answer now? What is your position now? How about Job now? But you see, there are people who are luxating in that they do not wish to give anybody credit, no matter how good they are. They will always find some excuse to discredit the good that you do. Thus, Satan said, well, I don't know, he didn't crumble beneath the impact that was launched against him economically, or rather physically. But a man loves his wealth. Let me try him economically. Let me attack him from the standpoint of his possession. Satan went out and caused all of his cattle to be destroyed. Had servants running back to Job, saying, Job, the cattle swept down upon your camel and destroyed all of them, and destroyed the servants that were keeping them. Job, all of your sheep have been destroyed. And before Adam could finish, another one would say, Job, all of your camels are dead. All of your oxen are dead. A series of runners and messengers of misfortune. Before he could get adjusted to one, a new runner would run in with more bad news. Job shaved his head and rented his clothes and declared, I brought nothing into this world. And of a truth, I shall carry nothing away. There's no need of me fretting. There's no need of me losing my equilibrium. There's no need of me forsaking God because of these troubles. For after all, those things did not originate from me. The Lord gave. Wouldn't it be wonderful if everybody thought about their troubles like that, thought about what they had lost from this standpoint? Some people lose what they have. Some people run into a stream of bad luck and crack up. Some even commit suicide. Some quit the church. Some take all kinds of radical positions. But Job's position is the only position to take. He said the Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. I'm not going to curse. I'm not going to denounce God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I wish I had somebody here to pray with me. And when Job did not crumble under either the physical attack or the economic attack, then Satan decided to attack him from the standpoint of the love for his children. While all of his seven sons and one daughter were feasting at the elder brother's house, while they were dining and whining and having a wonderful time, Satan wrapped himself in a hurricane and struck one corner of the house and caused it to cave in on all of Job's children and kill all of them at one time.
Amen.
And when Job knew anything, a runner was running to him saying, Job, all of your children are dead. It's bad enough for one of them to die, you know. But it must be trying for all of them to be swept away at one time. When Job did not fall under this attack, then Satan launched a conjugal attack or a conjugal attack upon Job. That is, he struck him from the standpoint of his wife. You know, Satan brought down Adam through his wife. Satan brought down Samson through a woman. And Satan have brought down many emperors, men of power and position, through this same way. So he struck at Job through his wife. Job had lost his health. Job had lost all of his money, had become bankrupt. All of his children were dead. And possibly his wife had grown weary with handling him. And there was a current thinking that when a man met with misfortune, his God had turned against him. And hence it was only necessary. The only feasible thing to do is for the man whom God had forsaken, but to denounce his God. So Job's wife said to him, in so many words, Job, your God has left you. You couldn't have gone through all of this if he hadn't turned his back on you. So why don't you curse your God and die? I heard Job say, you speak as one of the foolish women.
Amen.
He implies here that there are many more, but she spoke as one of them. You understand me? I'm not going to curse God. I'm going to bless God. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. I don't understand why all of this is going on. I don't know why I'm going through all of this. But though he slay me, though he destroy me, yet will I trust him. I wish somebody would pray with me tonight. Then finally, my brothers and sisters, Satan decided a final attack on Job. And that was from the standpoint of his friends. That was Bildad and Elihu and Eliphaz, friends of Job from the east, who came riding to see Job. When they saw Job with the sores and open wounds, and with those sores running, and with Job sitting out on the ground trying to mash ashes in them to stop the perfusion. When they saw him poor and poverty, when they heard that all of his children were dead, when they heard that Job of misfortune, they sat with him 7 days and seven nights without saying a single word to Job. And after 7 days and seven nights, when they did decide to speak, they uttered accusing voices. They said, Job, you've been going around with a reputation for being a righteous man. And Job, you've been going around fooling people, making people think that you were a perfect man. But Job, evidently, you haven't been all that you've been cocked up to be. And you haven't been all that you've been trying to make people believe you are. But Job, if you'd been a righteous and a godly man, this wouldn't have never happened to you. You know, there are a lot of people still around, Reverend Cunningham, who still believe that if you have bad luck, it's caused by something that you've done. Some folk think if you've lost your health, great God, the Lord is whipping you. If your house got burned down and all of your clothes got burned up, they think the Lord is after you. Oh, Lord. But that isn't necessarily true. Oh, Lord. Good people very often meet with misfortune. Good people very often have bad luck. Oh, Lord. But Job was a man that the Lord bragged on. Job is the only man that God bragged about. And he had the greatest misfortune. I don't believe you're praying with me tonight. Oh, yeah. And when Job's friend talked about him, when Job's friend accused him, Job decided within himself, and I heard him say, I'm going to order my case before the Lord's face. Oh, Lord, Satan has tried me, and I didn't get a just verdict. Oh, yes, my wife has tried me, and she didn't give me a just verdict. No, no, my friends, they tried me, and I didn't get justice before them. Oh, Lord, I'm going to order my case before the Almighty. I believe a righteous judge will give me justice. Oh, Lord. And now, Lord, I don't understand these things and why I'm going through all of this. Great God, I'm looking for you, for I want you to hold court with me. Oh, Lord, I know I haven't done any wrong. No, no. I know I haven't mistreated anybody. I know I've not only put offerings on the altar for myself, but even I've put offerings on the altar for all of my children. And I don't know why I'm going through all of this, but I want you to hold court with me. I've been looking for you and for your judgment seeker. I've gone back over the past and I can't find you. I've gone to the right and to the left and I can't locate you. Great God. But I'm going to go on in the way of righteousness, believing that I'll find your seat one of these days. Believing somewhere and somehow I'll get a hearing before you. Oh, Lord. I don't know why my children are dead. No, no. I don't know why I lost my health. Oh, Lord. I don't know why I've lost all my property. Lord God. I don't know why my wife turned her back on me. No, no. I don't know why my friends went against me and hold me in condemnation. Oh, Lord. But there is one thing that I do know. I know. Yeah. I know my Redeemer lives. I know he lives. I'm not able to get a hearing before him yet, but I know he lives. I know. I don't know a lot of things, but yeah, I know. Maybe you don't know what I mean tonight. I know. I don't know why trouble rise in my life sometimes. I don't know why storms rise. I don't know why I'm tried and why I must go through trouble. But there is one thing that I do know. Yes, I know it. Yes, my Redeemer lives. And he stand at that ladder there. I know he lives today. Is there anybody in here that know he lives today? I know he lives. The reason I know he lives, every now and then, I feel it burning in my heart. Thing, but I know he lives. Do you know he lives tonight? Do you know he lives tonight? Listen, no matter what happened to you, no matter what you go through, no matter how you tried, hold on anyhow. Oh, hold on. like Job did. Whether you understand the troubles or not, hold on to God unchanging hand.
Today's teens face many of difficult decisions, from cyberbullying to peer pressure involving drugs and alcohol. Prescription drug abuse has become one of the leading causes of teen suicide. Do your part and don't leave prescription drugs accessible, and make sure your child doesn't feel like they're facing life alone. That's from Mansfield Drug Company, where they say service isn't just a courtesy, it's a commitment. For more information, 318-872-1933 for Mansfield Drug Company at 132 Jefferson Street in Mansfield.
This is Wade with your weather, and on this Tuesday, we'll have scattered thunderstorms in the greater Alexandria Metroplex. Look for a high temperature at 92, overnight lows at 73. Natchez, Mississippi, checking in with partly cloudy skies, high at 90, lows at 73. Scattered thundershowers for Lake Charles, high temperature at 90, overnight lows at 76. Monroe will have scattered thunderstorms. Expect a high temperature at 91 and an overnight low at 74. There'll be scattered thunderstorms in Shreveport. A high temperature at 90 and a low at 75 is expected. That's a look at your Tuesday forecast. I'm Wade Hampton.
My Redeemer,
my Redeemer lives.
So that I know. My Redeemer lives. I can feel him walking beside me every day.
Every day along my way, oh Lord, I know.
My Redeemer,
my Redeemer
lives.
You need to run. Aren't you tired of living from paycheck to paycheck? Are you spending your money before you get it? Do you want the freedom to spend time with your family and friends? Welcome to The Perfect Key, formerly 360 Financial Services, where you can fix your credit, file your taxes, and start your own business. Hi, I am Catrice Mason. Fix your credit by disputing every negative item on your credit report. No matter what the item may be, it can be permanently removed. You have the opportunity to work from home with amazing free leadership training. You'll be able to get your own personalized website and software, make residual income with no background checks. I'm looking to help you leave a legacy for your family. 318-730-8441. Always remember, your credit does matter. It is not an option, it is a priority, and the perfect key.
The Perfect Key, a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Say it's hard to let go. We must burn our line just in you. You will do what you say if we trust and it'll be like the cards you have brought me through. Listen, my God, will do what you want to. We'll never be wanting.
He is God.
Hey, hey.
God.
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 humongous party and you need entertainment, who do you call?
Just dial a DJ.
318-709-2300. They can make your party super hot. Any music, any occasion.
Just dial a DJ.
318-709-2300. It's affordable, professional, reliable entertainment. Last minute booking, no problem.
You know what I'm going to say, right?
Dial a DJ. 318-709-2300. Nobody does it better. For real.
Dial a DJ is a division of Wade Hampton Media, also offering MC and voiceover services. Another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJOFM.
Suicide is the leading cause of death among school-aged youth. Warning signs of suicide include extreme mood swings, erratic sleep patterns, and talking about wanting to die or to kill oneself. Suicide is 100% preventable. Are we paying attention? If you or someone you know may be in crisis, call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255 or click on SaveSenla.com.
Information is powerful, but it's only powerful to the ears of the listeners. Public service announcements are very important to us here at KAYT KQJO. If you have any public service announcements that you'd like to have aired here on KAYT KQJO, as always, please feel free to send them 2 weeks in advance to KAYT, Attention, Bishop Kenny Townsend, at 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Or feel free to fax them 2 weeks in advance to 318-487-0909. Or you can hit us up on the World Wide Web at KAYT881news@gmail.com. Information is powerful, but only to the targeted listening audience. Here at KAYT, we want to help you get the word out. Send your public service announcement ASAP.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Yes, sir. It's real simple. Listen.
No one can defeat him.
No one can defeat him.
Yes, sir. No one can take his place.
Come on. No one can take his place.
No one can defeat him.
Come on, say it if you believe
it. No one can defeat him.
No one can take his place.
Come on.
No one can take his place.
He is unbeatable.
Say. He is unbeatable.
Since 6 a.m. this morning,
why do you work?
KAYT has presented the gospel in both sermon and song.
Victory, but you got to believe.
We trust you've been blessed. And will join us again tomorrow morning, beginning at 6 a.m., for the very best in gospel radio all day long. Stay tuned next for the entertainment portion.